in the limelight.
The international community has called for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire to allow aid to reach the trapped people in the besieged Gaza Strip, where the Israeli forces' genocidal bloodbath has forced more than 1.4 million Palestinians to flee their homes. We take a look at some of the world press and media's coverage of this story. Please stay with us. The Reuters news agency has covered this story and tells us more. A large number of protesters with their hands covered in red paint symbolizing blood have interrupted a congressional hearing demanding Washington stop funding Israel's massacre of Palestinians under siege in the Gaza Strip. The anti-war protesters repeatedly called for a ceasefire now as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin were appealing to the Senate Appropriations Committee on Tuesday, 31st of October, for billions of dollars more of U.S. taxpayer money for funding the military forces of the Israeli regime and Ukraine and other Washington allies. They denounced Washington for funding the Israeli regime forces committing genocide against millions of Palestinians in the occupied lands. The protesters, who had their hands covered in red paint to show the U.S. government had blood on its hands due to the Gaza genocide, stood in the crowd and called for ceasefire now and protect the children of Gaza. One protester cited the thousands of Palestinian children martyred in the Gaza Strip since the brutal Israeli forces launched airstrikes and recently a ground offensive. The anti-war protesters stood up one by one as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken wanted to begin his speech before shouting over him again. He was forced to pause several times. The police quickly escorted the protesters out of the room. It said 12 people had been arrested. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken acknowledged he heard the protesters during the session. However, he insisted the United States must stick to its allies, giving support to the Israeli forces in their weeks-long massacring of the people of Gaza in the besieged Palestinian territory. U.S. President Joe Biden, who claims that funding U.S. allies is vital to America's security, has asked Congress to approve tens of billions of dollars for Israel, Ukraine, Chinese Taipei, and other military purposes. Joe Biden's call for funding the Israeli forces murdering Palestinians has drawn huge criticism amid international appeals for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza to protect civilians. Meanwhile, the protests at Capitol Hill hearing reflected the heightened tensions that have arisen in the United States since Israeli forces started the mass killing of Palestinians in Gaza on 7th of October, when the Al-Aqsa storm operation was launched by the Palestinian Islamic Resistance Movement, Hamas. While U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin were asking for more money, FBI Director Christopher Wray and U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas were at a separate congressional hearing explaining the new threats in the United States. FBI Director Christopher Wray says U.S. support for Israeli forces' attack on Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, who are mostly women, children, and elderly, has raised the threat of attack in the United States to a whole new level. The FBI chief said the agency is concerned about the potential for individual or small groups inspired by resistance forces to attack within U.S. borders. He said the FBI is on alert for Islamophobic attacks as well, pointing to a federal hate crimes investigation that is ongoing after an Illinois man was charged with murder at the state level after killing a six-year-old Palestinian-American boy. Meanwhile, Muslim American leaders and a number of Democratic Party activists have said they will work to mobilize millions of Muslim voters to withhold donations and votes towards Joe Biden's 2024 re-election bid unless he takes immediate steps to secure a ceasefire in Gaza. The National Muslim Democratic Council, which includes Democratic Party leaders from hotly contested states likely to decide the election, called on Joe Biden to use his influence with Israel to broker a ceasefire by 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday, 31st of October. In an open letter entitled 2023 Ceasefire Ultimatum, the Muslim leaders pledged to mobilize Muslim voters to withhold endorsement, support, or votes for any candidate who endorses the Israeli offensive against the Palestinian people. Thousands of Palestinians have been massacred since the Israeli regime started its onslaught on the Gaza Strip on 7th of October. The apartheid Israeli regime forces' total siege of Gaza has left a dire need for water, food, medicine, and fuel across the territory. The English website of the Al Jazeera television network has also covered the same story and tells us more. A far-right US Republican congressman of Israeli descent has called on the Tel Aviv regime to press ahead with its brutal aggression and occupy the Gaza Strip amid Washington's unswerving support for the Israeli regime. Max Miller, representative of Ohio and an aide to former hawkish President Donald Trump, was quoted by the Hebrew language Haaretz newspaper as saying on Saturday, 28th of October, Israel needed to take back the Gaza Strip to get a lot bigger as part of its decades-long occupation plan for the Palestinian territories. Max Miller told the Republican Jewish Coalition's annual gathering in Las Vegas, Nevada, Israel will get a lot bigger, not a lot smaller, and we will take back that land. Max Miller took enormous flak in recent days for saying that Gaza will be turned into a parking lot after Israel's ground invasion of the coastal sliver. The US Republican congressman also claimed that Israel should not be beholden to rules of engagement in its weeks-long war on the besieged Gaza Strip. On the 23rd day of the Israeli war on Gaza, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced the second stage of the invasion of the besieged area and said the fighting in Gaza would be long and difficult. Netanyahu claimed that the destruction of the military and leadership capabilities of the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas, as well as the release of Israeli prisoners in Gaza, were the main goals of Israel's offensive. The Israeli occupation army launched a partial ground operation in the Gaza Strip late on Friday, 27th of October, after more than 3 weeks of a relentless bombardment campaign that laid waste to a large swathe of territory in Gaza. The United Nations warned of a catastrophe and said thousands of Palestinian civilians may face death in Gaza following the ground offensive. United Nations Human Rights Chief Volker Turk warned of the possibly catastrophic consequences of a large-scale ground operation in Gaza. Volker Turk added, thousands more civilians would die. Mirjana Spoljarić, president of the International Committee of the Red Cross, called on all sides on Saturday, 28th of October, to de-escalate the conflict. Spoljarić said, it is unacceptable that civilians have no safe places to go in Gaza amid the massive bombardments, and with a military siege in place, there is also no adequate humanitarian response currently possible. Mirjana Spoljarić added, this is a catastrophic failing that the world must not tolerate. She called for an end to the intolerable suffering of civilians in Gaza. The website of United Nations Press has also covered the story and tells us more. The international community has called for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire to allow aid to reach the trapped people in the Gaza Strip, where Israeli forces' genocidal bloodbath has forced more than 1.4 million people to flee their homes. The head of the United Nations Agency for Palestine Refugees, UNRWA, announced on Monday, 30th of October, that the ceasefire in Gaza had turned into a matter of life and death for millions of Palestinians. Philip Lazzarini warned that basic services are crumbling in Gaza and that medicine, food, water and fuel are running out. However, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who received Joe Biden and the Pentagon's go-ahead for his attack on Palestinians, rejected the calls for the ceasefire. Netanyahu declared on television, calls for a ceasefire are calls for Israel to surrender to Hamas, and that will not happen. Benjamin Netanyahu said regardless of who stands with the Tel Aviv regime, Israel will fight until this battle is won, insisting that the airstrikes on women and children in Gaza will continue until the resistance of all the Palestinians in the occupied lands is completely crushed by the occupation army. Some of the weapons and munitions supplied by the U.S. military to Israeli regime for its attack on Gaza include its advanced fighter jets armed with precision missiles and GBU and BLU bunker buster bombs. In addition to Washington providing funds, weaponry and all-out support for Zionists, U.S. commanders from the Central Command CENTCOM, as well as the U.S. Army and U.S. Navy, have gone to the occupied Palestinian territories to aid Israeli officials in their onslaught on Gaza.